Welcome to part two of our interview with Scott Lloyd, National Sales Manager for Frank Family Vineyards. Which brings me to this year, which is a crazy growing season to me. I mean, I would think this would be just about ideal, right?
We are, that is me knocking on wood. It's looking very good. You know, you want ideally 80 to 85 degrees, and that's really where we're at. It's just been beautiful. And, you know, with 10 and 11 the way they were, I think everybody is ready for a great harvest, and hopefully Mother Nature will help us out.
Think we might have another 2007 or maybe even better?
It would be great. Again, I'm gonna.
How you're just standing on the sidelines.
Yes, I'm. You know, there are a few superstitions that I believe in, and I'm rooting.
We started out as I remember, especially in Napa this year, it was just like it was here in the Midwest, a very warm winter and a very warm February. So there was a lot of concern about frost, but that never happened, did it?
No, and March was kind of a unique month in that we had some rain for a week, and then we had some heat, and then really, you know, April, May, June, especially June and July, where we really need it, have really come through.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this all pans out. I'm really looking forward to it. As National Sales Manager, do you have the opportunity to get a little time in the cellar? Is that something you try to do, or is that...
I do try to get in there. You know, I do spend a lot of time on the road representing the winery, but the sales cycle, typically November, December is slower. That's when everybody is really a busy time, busiest time for sales, and that's when I'm able to kind of go and peek my head in and help out. Am I really involved in it? No. But, you know, sampling, giving my two cents, pretending that our winemaker, Todd, is listening to me. Yeah.
But I'm sure he gives you plenty of attention.
Yes, but he's a good friend as well, and we're very fortunate to have him.
Well, it's nice if you have that opportunity. I mean, it certainly helps you in your own education, even though you were born out there. I'm sure you're learning something new all the time.
It is. It's amazing. I drive up and down the valley so often, and there's always something I'm noticing new, you know, talking with people on new varietal. It's always evolving, and our little valley has evolved quite a bit, you know, over the last few decades.
It's absolutely stunning what's happened. How many wine dinners do you do a year, average? I mean, you don't need an exact number.
I'd probably say about maybe a dozen.
Oh, really? That's all?
About a dozen, yeah, maybe once a month.
So primarily is what you're doing is speaking to distributors or maybe, you know, to a group or something, but not always dinners, obviously.
A lot of tasting events and really going to restaurants and thanking them for the business and finding some new restaurants and some fine retailers throughout the United States and really working with the salespeople of each distributors throughout the United States and meeting them and hopefully, you know, getting them excited about Frank Family, who we are, what our wines are about, and finding homes for them.
And about how many states are you in right now?
38.
Oh, 38. Okay. Well, as I said, I'd heard of you before that, and I've tried your wines many times myself. In fact, it's always been on my A-list because I've always enjoyed them, but never had a problem finding them. But 35,000, again, as much as our listeners may say, wow, that's a lot of wine, it really isn't a lot of wine as the world turns.
Absolutely. When if you have wine club and you have direct sales out of the winery and you've got California sales and international sales and states, you know, it's very well diversified through all that.
The family itself, there's a number of Franks mm-hmm. in the family that are involved in it. It's a classic, not just called family, but it is operated by family. How many members of the family are involved, do you know, roughly?
Yes, well, there's Rich Frank, his new wife, Leslie. There's Connie, her husband are involved. And the sons, he has two sons, Paul and Daryl, who are also involved very much in Hollywood. One is president of DreamWorks Television, and the other is involved as executive producer, very successful. So it's very interesting to see how the Hollywood connection, you know, continues generation to generation. And they're very, very great guys and come up. And then they have their kids. Their kids are young, you know, I think 12 and under, most of the children are. But Paul and Daryl are very involved, as well as Connie, Rich, and Leslie.
But you know what I think is cool about that is Frank Family represents itself as a family. You don't, to the average buyer, you don't see the Hollywood connection. There's nothing glitzy. It's all about the wine, right?
Yes, it's a pure, everything that we do, the philosophy is, you know, in the wine. It's all about Let's say the investment that Rich and Connie put into the winery, it's all about the quality of the wine, the vineyards, and the fortunate ability that we have to store everything and bottle it on site. But it really is about what's in the bottle.
And are you guys crushing for anybody else other than Promise?
We have done some custom at the winery, some custom crush. We also do some bottling for individuals as well. Some very nice folks, really nice wines.
Who are some of those labels?
We've got D-Cubed, Dwayne Dappin, Barlow is one. And then also the J. Davies, which is the red wine from Schramsberg, which is currently a custom client at Frank Family.
So that's great. I mean, that's the kind of the neat thing about a facility like that is where you can do so much, and then obviously there's other businesses involved with that, and just like Promise.
Yes. You know, and when you have the facility and you have the bottling line, if you're not utilizing it for your own label, it's a great way for, to subsidize.
And again, something for our listeners, very few wineries in Napa have their own bottling lines, especially smaller wineries. That's uncommon. Usually it's the truck coming around.
Correct. It's you know, when you do the economies of scale and how much wine you're making versus bottling, it's one of those where you really have to, be producing a lot of wine to be able to do that. And we're fortunate that Rich is all about quality and really spares no expense.
So is Frank Family doing any screw caps, or is that, and do you have any opinion between screw cap and cork? Any thoughts on that?
I'm incredibly opinionated.
Okay. So tell me, what is your opinion between screw cap and cork?
My personal feeling very much is anything that's ready to go, white's great. Love the easy access of it. Anything that you want to age, I like with corks. I'm kind of traditional in that way. I think once we see the longevity of screw caps and aging, and we can actually see how they are, then I think that might change my opinion. But I don't know if I've really tried a red wine that's been aged in screw cap for over 10 years that I can honestly say, oh, okay. And until I see that, I'm kind of going to be a traditionalist.
Maybe do you believe in that idea, the romance of cracking a cork?
100%. I love that. I think it's, when you go to a table for someone and you crack it open and here you go, it's not as sexy. And I like the whole song and dance with it and talking about it. I think there is somewhat of an art, to how you present an open wine.
I think certainly it's fun for a server, because if they do it right, they can make the experience that much more special.
Absolutely.
Are you familiar with the glass enclosure?
Yes.
Have you guys looked into that? Is that something you've considered ever or no?
It's not come up in discussions. I think we're very much traditionalists, and I do like them. Aesthetically, I think it's great. I sometimes have laughed when I haven't known that they are a glass enclosure and see people trying to go at it with a wine opener, but...
That I've never seen.
It's entertaining, but I would say we're not opposed to that, but that's definitely something that would be, Rich and Todd discussing, as far as, for us, we want to have wines that are going to age. That's one of those areas, again, that I don't know if we've seen the true longevity of those.
But it's not as bad. It's not a screw cap. It doesn't have that unpleasant
Correct.
Sound. And there's a little degree of sexiness to it.
Sexier.
There we go. Okay, just want to take it that way a little bit. As I mentioned to you, I spent a lot of time in Napa myself, and I love meeting people from Napa. They're just the coolest people on the planet, in my opinion. Some of the greatest wines I've ever tasted. What are your thoughts about that? You might be a little prejudiced, but...
I'm growing up in Napa. I'm very, very proud of the Napa Valley, very proud of the quality of wine, not only the Frank Family produces, but all of our neighbors. I think to date, we've got 463 physical wineries in the Napa Valley, everybody really makes great wine. All our neighbors make great wine. It just really is depending on, the style and what you prefer. And as a national sales manager and also as a napkin, I love to see people drink Napa, and I love promoting it.
Do you have your chance occasionally with French, Italian? Do you like to broaden up a bit when you can?
Depending on the wallet, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I can go over the pond and have some great Burgundy, absolutely. When it comes to Bordeaux, it's tough for me to stay away from Napa, but Burgundy for sure. That's where I love.
Good answer. For our friends who would like to learn a little bit more about Frank Family Vineyards on the web, how would they learn about you guys?
www.frankfamilyvineyards.com. And please come see us. The winery has been voted for the last 3 years the best Napa winery, and we're very proud of that. And we have a fantastic tasting room with some of the best staff that will show everybody a great time. So I encourage everybody, if they're ever coming to Napa, please don't miss stopping by our place and saying hi.
And you're on Larkmead Lane.
Right on Larkmead Lane, which is across between, right in the middle. You can get between Silverado Trail and 29.
And also, you're not by appointment, as I recall, which is nice.
You can stop on in. And if you have time to make an appointment, even better, but you can stop by anytime.
It's great. Scott, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks.
Learn more at frankfamilyvineyards.com.
Thanks for listening to this program. Watch for our next program featuring a second visit with Steve Johnson, co-owner of Parallel 44 Winery in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. Cheers.
Life Between the Vines was produced at Fifth Floor Recording Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Produced and edited by Ray Pfister. Original music by Tim Turton. Web design by Jenny Holland. Our web geek is Tim Panicucci. Photos by Jeanette Herniak. Copyright 2012.